Blog Talk Radio.
Here's something off the request line from Liberty Island. We gotta squeeze some New Year's juice from you, Big Apple.
All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the what I'm gonna call the continued Ghostbusters Day celebration. Yes, have some live.
This party don't stop.
This party will not stop, ever. Happy Ghostbusters Day. Belated to everybody. Abigail, happy Ghostbusters Day.
Happy Ghostbusters Day.
Just because it was yesterday doesn't mean we can't celebrate it today.
No, it's all week. It's every day.
Every day is Ghostbusters Day.
Jacob Walsh, how are you, man?
Hey, I'm good, man.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up?
We were laughing yesterday because we were talking about...
And me?
We were laughing at you yesterday. No, we were talking about Ghostbusters Day and how there was a little bit of this notion of, man, everybody's celebrating Ghostbusters today. We celebrate it every day. It's like every day of our life.
It's like Halloween for people who do cosplay and stuff like that. It's like, you know, come on. We do this every day. But then again, with all the awesome shit that happened yesterday, like, what are we talking about? It was amazing. I'm so happy that we got all the shit. We got that Jimmy Kimmel last night. That was fucking amazing. We got all those vignettes. We got some music. We got all sorts of shit going on. And I'm pumped.
Jake, are you pumped?
No. I'm stressed. I'm not pumped.
Oh, no, yeah.
It was good. There's all kinds of stuff happening. What?
We don't get pumped around here. We get stressed.
Yeah.
I forgot.
We get stressed.
No, you know, it's starting to just get right in the thick of it. It's like so close to the movie at this point that, you know, everything is happening. They're all over TV, all over the internet. And I went to a Walmart and there's a Ghostbusters end cap being set up with like big cardboard displays. And it's a little crazy.
I've been wanting to see those displays.
Yeah, I went to Walmart today and saw that they were getting that set up as well. It looks pretty great. It looks like we're going to get a little bit of... I mean, I don't know if it's going to be quite as big as the Ninja Turtles chaos that's been happening in Walmart and Target for the last couple months. But there's definitely going to be a display, some sort of setup, more promotion for the movie. Because, you know, when the toys first came out at the beginning of May, they were just kind of stuck on the shelves in the middle of, like, in between school and... I don't think Ghostbusters should ever be in between Scooby-Doo and anything. So it looks like we're going to get our own.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters. We're going to get an in-cap display. I saw that there was large plush Slimers and Stay Puffs and then small ones too, kind of similar to the ones they had at Target. I saw some stuff online. Walmart's getting other stuff. Are you guys in the mood for glow-in-the-dark Purell Ghostbusters hand sanitizer?
Yes, please.
Dude, I looked for it. I looked for that.
I've got some things to sanitize.
You know, so. my Walmarts, they still some of the toys are still have been hard to find. There's a couple things I haven't been able to pick up. But I feel like starting this month, that's not going to be an issue anymore, especially with them putting, end caps and big displays. Those are going to be full. Like, that stuff's going to be out.
Right.
Yeah, and what's cool about it is that we are going to have an opportunity over the next couple months to pick up the stuff, like you said, that we haven't gotten yet. Maybe some stuff's going to hit that we didn't know about. Another thing that people were seeing at Walmart was a kind of like a metal tin, like a lunchbox type deal that came with like some coupons and like a digital copy of Ghostbusters. I know like $5 off your ticket for the new movie. It was like $12.99. So that's the kind of stuff I didn't really think about going into all this, like just the little knickknacks. But yeah, yesterday was an awesome day and it was a lot of fun. There was a lot going on. There was vignettes released online. Ghostbusters 84 was back in the theater. I know a lot of people check that out. Barbecue Films launched their interactive Ghostbusters experience in New York. All sorts of stuff. It was absolutely great. So we're going to get going here. We're going to be taking some calls here in a few. But let's just start off with kind of breaking it down. Jake, what did you do yesterday to celebrate Ghostbusters Day?
You know, I was at work yesterday. I didn't get to go see the movie in the theater. My theater here wasn't doing it. We watched Ghostbusters 1 and 2 at work, which isn't anything out of the normal. But I didn't do a whole lot of celebrating. I mean, I watched all the vignettes and stuff like that, which I almost didn't want to watch them because I was a little afraid of seeing too much footage. It's so close to the point. I'm scared to watch anything new. We all know people who went to the screenings, and I was like, well, what did the sneak peek have? Is it showing too much? Or apparently it doesn't. But that's pretty much it.
Yeah, man, we didn't make it out to the theater. I think the three of us are gonna go Sunday. We're gonna head out. We got a
doing a little
cool
Ghostbusters thing,
hold hands
thing, huh?
Together, right?
Yeah, we got
gonna hold hands and dress up.
We're gonna kiss.
We're all gonna kiss. three way kisses are in, so because it's the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay, but no, yeah, we're gonna see it Sunday. The Georgia Ghostbusters have an event coming up this weekend at the Southern Fried Gaming Expo. We're going to be kind of helping host a Ghostbusters pinball tournament, which is really awesome, and it's going to be really cool and unique. But as far as yesterday goes, I kind of relaxed. I didn't get too crazy. I got some slack for wearing a Back to the Future shirt to work because I wasn't thinking. Flack. I didn't get some – I am a slacker, and I got flack is what I'm saying. So, yeah, but Jimmy Kimmel, like Abby said, that was last night. And then the limited edition Ghostbusters loot crate was released yesterday. So I know a bunch of people ordered that. And then it came out today that Chronicle Collectibles are the ones making whatever the little the replica prop is going to be for the box.
And they'd be doing everything.
God, we talked about Chronicle a lot last week.
Right, yeah. That was a pleasant surprise to see that they were working on the loot crate, and I'm super excited to see what that prop is. Like, for a little bit, I was thinking maybe it was just gonna be that mini proton pack that I think you guys just recently got. I was
right,
like, maybe
that
that's
sense.
What they mean by prop. They're just gonna throw that in there. But when you told me that today that it was Chronicle, that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's definitely something I'm looking forward to. Also, that little pack replica that we have, like the small scale one, is very cool. And like the lights and sound are so on point. And they also, those packs fit the Diamond Select 6-inch figures. We put one on our Vince Clortho just to do it because we could. And we're now going to order three more of those packs so that we can have one, have them to switch out and interchange. So.
Right. That's not canon, but
It's not, but it's fun, so we're going to do it.
Well, it could be canon.
It could be. We haven't seen any movie.
Yeah, we don't know what happened.
Yeah.
No. You're wrong, Craig. I know that it's going to be bad.
Oh, you just know?
I know.
Okay.
Right.
Barf emoji.
Barf emoji. Chronicle Collectibles are going to be part of Loot Crate, which is very cool. And Jimmy Kimmel last night, when we start bringing people on the line, I think everyone's going to want to talk about that. So we can hold off on that for just a few. We had those vignettes, right? Mm-hmm. So, they released a lot of like promo material. They released, a clip for the Ecto-1 and then for each of the four new Ghostbusters kind of got their own thing. And it was kind of a mixture of some of the stuff we've seen before along with,
some new footage, yeah. Which all landed for me, and we're all just real delights to watch. But then there is that feeling of, like, you kind of feel like you've seen a lot of the movie at this point, and I kind of want to hold off. I watched the Holtzman and the Aaron Gilbert, like, probably three times each. But at this point, I'm going to, like, sort of, like, wean myself off a little bit, like, until the build-up for this movie. Like, I kind of want to go in with as clean a slate as possible. So, but I love those vignettes. I thought they were awesome. What do you think, Jake?
They were good. To start off with, I had only watched the one for the Ecto and the Holtzman one, and then that was it. And I was like, I'm not going to watch the rest of them. I'm holding off. I watched those right. two. That was enough. But, you know, it got the best of me, and that night I ended up watching all of them. But there was some
with
good
your
stuff
pop,
in
you
there.
Can't stop.
Yeah, there's some good little stuff in there. In the one for the Ecto, we get like a little snippet in the background of the theme of the new theme, not enough to really judge it. I'm not sure I liked what I was hearing, but
that
it's hard. It's hard when you're yeah. It's hard to really judge it when you're hearing like, you know, 10, 15 seconds of it behind other footage. I'm a little like some of the music is something that I'm a little nervous about. But then again, like when you think about it, it doesn't like that. We don't know how big that's going to play in the movie, all the music. And, you know, when you go back and listen to the soundtrack for the first two, there are definitely some songs on there that aren't great, you know, and
yeah,
I don't know if maybe we talked about this last week or if this was something that we just talked about on our own.
Yeah.
But you know, like when you go back and listen to the Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack, I love listening to the Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack. It's so fun to listen to, but none of those artists are artists I would ever listen to otherwise.
Right.
Like,
outside of that,
I don't
yeah,
listen
absolutely.
To that kind of music really, but I love listening to that soundtrack, and it's like we listen to it because it's the Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack, and
yeah.
You know, maybe this one will be like that. I was talking to another friend of mine, and they said that the only thing that, you know, they were a little nervous about too was maybe some of the music choices so far, and they're kind of nervous about how some of it might be used in the movie. Like, hey, what if this scene is really cool, but they have this stupid music behind it, you know?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
And those are, I guess those are legitimate concerns, but it's
well,
still hard to tell. You know, we haven't heard a whole lot. And you know, when we started last, the last episode we recorded, as we were recording, they released that the L. King song.
Yeah, that's actually my what's stressing.
And I actually liked that song. We all listened to it right after the episode. I actually really liked that.
Yeah,
I was like,
oh, awesome.
I had never even heard that artist, and then I was like, oh, I think I like this. So
yeah, and if anybody listening wants to head to the Yes Have Some Facebook page, it's facebook.com/YesHaveSomeCast. We put up a clip of there was a clip of the new movie shown on the pre-show for Jimmy Kimmel. A lot of people saw the after show with the original guys, but the four new actresses were on the pre-show. They showed a clip where you can clearly hear a clip of the Fall Out Boy song in a lot of the Missy Elliott.
Yeah,
verse.
Plus the Missy Elliott stuff.
So and that the Missy Elliott stuff I heard was kind of what me and Jake were talking about, Abby, last week. Like, she's just rapping about Ghostbusters.
Yes. That shit brought it home for me. Like, because I was concerned about the Pete Wentz, too. Hearing, like, the traditional verses, like the Ray Parker Jr., like, sung in at a different pace, in a different time, in a different voice, was kind of upsetting for me. And I initially was
wait
like,
a minute. We've covered this a million times. Pete Wentz is not the singer of Fall Out
Boy.
Oh,
guys, I'm sorry. He's a bassist. Who's the singer?
Some other guy.
Nobody
knows anybody else in the band.
Nobody cares. The fact is, it's not the original. But then when I heard Missy Elliott, I was like, this is fucking awesome, and I love this rap. So I'm very excited about it. But I was stressed at first. I was stressed listening to Elle King, to that track for the first time because she has I wasn't sure if I was a big like fan of hers to begin with. But then that track just grows on you, and her voice is like super adorable and smoky and hot. And I've been listening to that song like nonstop. So I'm fucking excited about it. I think it's going to be like a really exciting, like, I feel like there's going to be the montage where they get all their shit together while that song plays. So I'm just excited to see it.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited about everything. We got 4 or 5 weeks left till the movie comes out. We got a bunch of callers on the line, and We got a guy joining us right now who hasn't been with us for a little while. Let's see if we can get him here. 778. Who are we talking to?
Who are you talking to?
Who could this be?
Ryan Dahl. Ghostbusters TV. Illumina.
What's up, man?
Hey, buddy.
What's up, man? How are you?
Yo. I'm doing good. I'm actually home before 9 o'clock, so that's a nice change.
What were you doing?
What's going on with you
working?
Guys? I heard you guys talking soundtrack. Talking,
yeah, we're talking
stressed over soundtrack.
Yeah.
What do you think of the old L. King song there?
It's definitely one of those summery pop songs.
Yeah.
The one you're going to hear on the radio a lot. So.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Parts.
Yeah, man.
Totally. Yeah.
It grew on me. The first time I heard it, I was a little iffy, but I've listened to it a bunch this week, and I really like it. I actually went back and listened to some of her other stuff, and she's pretty good. She's actually really good. For anybody who has Spotify, I suggest listening to her acoustic cover of the classic rock song, My Neck, My Back.
I don't know if
that's
rock.
It is
a good cover.
My goodness.
It is erotic. It is very erotic.
Yeah.
As expected, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
So after this, go put that on.
It's weird, though, because. Never mind. I'm not going to say what I was going to say, but it involved Kate McKinnon, a dark room, and
Whoa.
My thoughts.
All right. That's all you need.
Oh, wow. I hope you tuck it behind your legs because she might not be that interested.
Whoa.
We don't tuck. There's no tucking, I guess, Absom.
We let it all hang out. All the time.
Jake, we've talked about that a million times.
Have
what,
we?
Tucking?
Yeah, tucking.
Yeah.
Lots of tucking at home.
No tuckers. One tuck and one untuck.
okay.
So,
wow.
So besides tucking, Ryan, how did you and your crew up there in old British Columbia celebrate Ghostbusters Day?
Believe it or not, we really didn't do really anything. We didn't really, the way our schedules work and where we all live, we didn't really get a chance to just let it all hang out. So we just kind of like, we all threw our support online. But, you know, that's all we really got to do. It's, you know, I,
well, every day
we kinda,
is good,
you know, I did it at work. I got to celebrate at work. But
very cool.
That's
really
yeah,
it.
I saw,
I'm going to be very vague about that.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're going to be very vague.
Book. Keep it all.
Vague book. Yes, have
so.
That's right.
Everybody does it.
Now, Jake, at the tattoo shop, you guys had Ghostbusters on, but I imagine that you do all the time anyway. Do your customers or your clients, I should say, do they ever, like, request to turn Ghostbusters off, or they just know that's part of the deal?
Well, when they do, they get kicked out.
Yeah, with a half tattoo.
No,
so.
You know what? We do have hanging on the wall. We have a big print of Vigo, and I love, like, all the time people are like looking at it and they're like, what is that? Some people have no clue, and then some people are like, wait, that's the guy from Ghostbusters. It's fun watching people react to the big Vigo print hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. I feel like most people should know what that is. Like, if you look at a Vigo print or painting and you don't know what it is, like, that's probably not the kind of person I want to even associate
yeah.
with.
Yeah.
But you got to think
like,
about
obviously
like,
the people... they don't know art.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But it's got to be for people who don't know what it is. I sometimes think like what are they thinking when they like if you look at that Vigo painting and you don't know that's Vigo, it's such a like he's kind of terrifying looking. I'm sure people are confused as to what's going on and like why is this hanging up in here.
Wouldn't it be funny if the guy was in there like staring at it the entire time and just giving it like a weird worried look? You get his tattoo going, he's in there for 3 or 4 hours, he pays, he looks out, he walks back, looks at the painting and goes, I believe this is one of the fettuccines, and just walks right out of the shop.
That'd be amazing.
I've worked with better, but not many.
That's
fun.
Oh, you though? Oh, I love Ghostbusters. Can I just tell you guys?
You do?
I do. Ryan, did you see the Jimmy Kimmel stuff last night?
I did. I had to watch it this morning just because that's how things go when you just kind of live off Netflix and the WWE Network.
Yep.
So yeah.
Wait, they didn't show.
When you don't have cable.
That's peanut butter and jelly.
They didn't show. They didn't show the Jimmy Kimmel clip on the after the NXT special on Thursday.
No, can you believe that? Yeah. God dang it!
They were too busy with that new Scooby Doo movie.
Yeah. No, that
CM
new Kirk Up movie.
Yeah. See No Evil 4 with Kane. It's a reboot.
You know that I know the directors of See No Evil 2 and they live here in Vancouver?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
That is how I got introduced to Paige.
Oh.
Wow.
Ah. La, la, la.
Did you talk?
Now who's making fun of what?
Cool. So we're gonna start taking some calls. Ryan, I don't know what your time frame is. Do you want to hang out for a few, or you got to run?
Yeah, I can hang out for a few. We're gonna do just as we do when you guys do all your recording. We have our cross rip that we're gonna record.
Oh,
tonight,
you're doing the cyclotron.
So. Oh, cool.
Well,
yeah, we're doing our cyclotron.
Awesome.
I'm glad you said that because I gotta say. Troy and Chris over at the Cross Rip have always been super cool to us.
Yeah.
They're always giving us shout outs, and I feel like we need to let our listeners know that if you don't know about the Ghostbusters Interdimensional Cross Rip, it's the best. It's the gold standard of Ghostbusters podcasting, and I think look them up on Facebook, and they put out like great shows every Monday. And
super professional.
Super professional. There's not,
you
know,
you guys are the Entertainment Tonight of Ghostbusters News. They are the CNN.
There it is.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said Entertainment Tonight because sometimes I feel like we're like National Inquisitor or something.
No, because
man.
It has to be Entertainment Tonight because you guys still get like that. Did you hear the latest gossip?
Yeah.
You got all that going for you. So,
it's
not
cool,
a bad
well,
thing.
Well, you can hang out. We'll go to our first, our next caller, I should say, and you can hang out for a few before you have to jet off to the land of
Troy and Chris.
Troy and Chris, the magical land.
Troy and
Chris.
You bet.
There you go.
Cool.
All right. 443, you are on the line. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 443, go for it.
Greetings. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hello?
Hello. How's it going?
Hello.
You're on the line.
Hey, greetings from the Interdimensional Cross Trip. It is I, Bernie Davis from Hempstead, Maryland. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Doing great, Bernie.
Hey.
How are you?
What's up?
Good. Hey, guess what, Abby? I got some Ecto Cooler finally.
No way, dude.
Finally.
Congratulations.
You've been hunting it down. Where were you able to finally snag some?
It was at a local Safeway store, and they were having it on sale.
Oh,
wow.
I love a good sale. My last name's Goldberg.
Yeah,
I love
like
a good sale.
Yeah, like $2 for $4. It was cool.
Dude, stock up. That's awesome. High five.
So,
yeah,
I'll
get some more later.
Yeah, are you gonna stock up for like the apocalypse in case the world ends on New Year's Eve? Have all that Ecto Cooler put away just in case?
Of course. I mean, I missed it when they took it off the shelves. I'm gonna stack as much as I can before they take it off again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't blame you. We've had to order ours online. We don't have Safeway here. We don't have any Ecto Cooler in stores here.
Yeah, we haven't seen it on shelves.
And Ryan's in Canada.
Do you think
they're not
they'll take it off?
Yeah, I know. Hey, Ryan.
Hi.
Sorry, Ryan.
Ryan.
Hello.
Well, cool. So, Bernie, before we move on, we really appreciate you calling. Is there anything else on your mind?
Oh, yeah. I saw the Jimmy Kimmel special. It was hilarious. And to all the haters out there who said this movie's going to bomb, listen to Bill Murray, okay? His bullshit meter is really up there, but if he says this is a good movie, it's a good movie. I can't wait for it.
You gotta trust him.
If there was ever a true statement said on Yes, Have Some, it's that Bill Murray's bullshit meter is up there. Because I have a feeling you can't get anything by Bill Murray.
Yeah,
so
he likes it.
Well, cool, Bernie. We appreciate you calling in and let us know.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Enjoy that Ecto Cooler.
Yeah, man. Take some pictures of your Ecto Cooler. Post it to the Yes Have Some Facebook.
Do it.
All right, later.
Talk to you later.
Thanks,
man.
Bye.
Bye.
Guys, have you been able to find any Ecto Cooler in stores yet?
Nope.
Nope.
Nope, me either. And, you know, I was able to get some on Amazon, got a couple cases, and then a couple days ago it went back in stock because I've just been checking it over and over. So I tried to order some more, and Amazon wouldn't let me order anymore. It's like, you know, saying that there was a cap on it, and I guess because I'd already ordered some, it wouldn't let me get any more. So I guess I'm just, I don't know if they're doing that for the time being because of the way they're stocking it, or if at some point it's just going to be everywhere. But yeah. It was weird.
Yeah.
It wouldn't let me order any. Haven't found any in stores
yet. You've had
yet.
Enough. They cut you off.
Jake, you've had enough. You're drunk on
but
the
I've,
cooler, man.
Yeah.
But I've been constantly drinking Ecto Cooler for the past week.
You don't
so.
Have to go home, but you can't stay here.
I brought in a case to work, and some guy was like, "Hey, man, where did you get that Ghostbusters beer?" I was like, "What are you talking about?"
You should have just let him think that and then given him a bunch. It would have been like that episode of Freak.
Guys, a little bit of breaking news. I'm just seeing it on Twitter now. The second song off the soundtrack has been released, so we'll have to check that out. It's called Saw It Coming with G-Eazy featuring Jeremy.
Is it Jeremiah?
It's Jeremy. We know music. I don't know what it is. So we're going to have to listen to that, but we're not going to be able to do that right now. So let's go to our next caller here.
That's something to look forward to.
Something to look forward to here in a little bit. 817, you are on the line. Who are we talking to and where are you from?
Hey, guys. It's Megan with the Dallas Fort Worth Ghostbusters again. How are you guys?
What's up, Megan?
Doing well.
Welcome back.
Hey, yeah, I was going to say, I missed the last couple of weeks, and I was very sad. Oh, man, and you guys caught me. I was, like, bringing up Twitter, and I was like, I need to go look, and it's like, oh, shit. No. Oh, excuse my friend, sorry.
No,
you're good.
Shit.
Oh, please.
Fuck. All those words are fine here.
Everything's good.
So, yes. What did you guys think last night of the full clip of the for the Ecto? Like, the whole thing with the, now that we actually get that full scene, I'm kind of excited and sad because we saw the entire bit and how hilarious it was because, again, Kate McKinnon, I'm going to have your babies, but.
Oh, yeah. I'll babysit them. I don't know what that means, but I'm hanging out with you guys. Is that happening?
So, one thing that was really, and Ryan, Jake, I want you guys to chime in on this. The one thing that was really cool about that clip of the Ecto-1 there is in that clip you not only see the and people from New York are going to kill me. I don't know what the name of that bridge or that tower is where you see the giant orange ghost coming out of Ghostbusters 2, but you see that.
Yeah.
And then you also see the New York Public Library. It's
familiar
so cool to see
right?
to see that familiar Ghostbusters stuff within like 10 seconds.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Ryan dropped off the line. He got bumped.
Okay.
It's okay.
But that's okay. So, yeah, it's really cool to see that, like, classic Ghostbuster stuff in the new movie. We're just not used to seeing that stuff. And it's the first time we saw that whole clip of the Ecto-1, and it was very, very cool.
Yeah.
It's fantastic to see it. I think I about died with that line where she's like, I can think of seven ways or use for cadaver today. Like, I was just.
Oh my God, I know. Give me more.
I was. Last night, it was funny because the basketball game, we're just like, oh my God, please, can this hurry up? And I'm sitting here. Ben from Louisiana. I have to look because I butcher his last name. Lingua. That crazy Cajun that we all love.
No, I think that's right. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Exactly
like that. He's gonna be like Megan. I'm just owning the Texans. No, but we're going back and forth on Facebook.
Yeah.
We're going back and forth on Facebook, and we're just like, oh my God, this and this and this and this. And he kept on, like, I feel bad because I kept jabbering at him because I had nobody else to talk to about it last night.
Yeah.
So
you've got to talk
to
someone.
Awesome, though.
I know that feeling. You're like, do you understand Jillian Holtzman? Like, have you met Jillian Holtzman? Do you know? And you want to talk to people about her, but not everyone knows.
Yeah. It's really funny, too, because, like, for so long, we didn't really have that great of a, like, we knew she was going to be, like, quirky and out there, but, like, we didn't have a lot of dialogue from her. But the funny thing is, now that we're seeing a lot more of it, it kind of matches what I was imagining in the first place.
Yeah. Like, we heard that when she first got the role, she wanted to do, like, her own crazy, like, voice or, like, a character. But Paul Feig, you know, directed her and told her that he wanted her to be herself in this role. And, like, what we're seeing is so fucking funny. And that's just – it just gets me really excited because, like, yeah, she does a lot of characters. We see that on SNL. But this is, like, her, like, to the maximum, like, just, like, on steroids, her personality. And I'm just really excited about it, so – gonna be funny as
She even said too that this is the closest to herself that she's ever done as a character before, and I think that that's just awesome. Like, oh my god, guys, we're almost a month away. Like, that's, I just sat there last night and was like bouncing off the walls. Like, here it was 1 o'clock this morning, just going, oh my god, I have so much to get finished. I have so much to make.
I hear you. Are you doing a reboot uniform, or what are your plans?
That's hopefully is what's going to get done. I'm about to start working on one of the new traps this weekend with the guys. The guys just revealed at Fan Expo Dallas this weekend are Ecto 2, which I don't think anybody has, but we were very excited about them. The Dave Burnett, Steve Hatton, and then my boyfriend Derek Dorman, they're like hands down. I was so proud of them for that, but I'm like, oh shit, I've got to start getting my stuff ready because we're like in crunch time now. So.
Yeah,
we saw, I saw that Ecto 2 that you guys did. It's really, really looks awesome. I was happy for you guys.
I'm jealous.
Kind of carrying on what we're talking about, and Jake, you know, everybody's kind of been raving about Kate McKinnon's character, even right from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it is, guys, about her specific, I mean, I don't want to be like, shallow and be like, oh, she's just really cute. I think it's more than that. There's
she has
something,
like a confidence.
Yeah, there's something about her that's already connecting with people.
Well, I think I think it's partly to do with she's really funny. And I think also, like, there was something about when that first image came out of her, it was, what was it, her with the overalls and the big bag and everything. And people were immediately like, she looks a lot like Egon. She kind of looks like a extreme Ghostbusters Egon, or real Ghostbusters Egon. And
like an amount of right.
I think a lot of people were caught off guard by that, and a lot of people really liked it. It's just everything we've seen from her so far has been really great and fun to see.
And I think she's just got this like nerdy, awkward edge to her with what she says. And I think there's so many of us that are like, you know, we're awkward and just weird in our own ways. And I think that's what makes her so identifiable. You know, that's why I love her, because I'm like, oh, look, you're not the only one that says really stupid shit and everybody looks at you for a second. You know?
Yeah, I think she's going to be kind of relatable. Like, I mean, Kate McKinnon has said in multiple interviews, like, how cool is it? She gets to play a scientist. She doesn't have to play some stereotypical bullshit role that everybody gets in Hollywood. It's not even just females. Like, if you look the way movies are, like, the casting's always weird. The roles are always, like, cliched versions.
Right, the fact that she gets to wear pants, like, in a pantsuit, that she's not playing, like, somebody's stupid girlfriend or whatever.
And that's why I always really like Judd Apatow's movies, because, like, I actually had this conversation the other day with a guy. We were talking about that movie, This Is 40, and he's, like, a married guy, and he was talking about how that movie, he didn't really like it because he connected too well with it. And I was like, and it stressed him out because it's like a couple just fighting and having kids and being, and I was like, yeah, it's called a real movie that's about something you can relate to. Like, and then you see movies like The Intern with Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway that's been on HBO, and it's like, what is this garbage? By the way, I really enjoyed it, but it is not good. It is not good by any stretch of the imagination. God, every time I start talking about Ghostbusters, I end up talking about The Intern. Probably because if you guys have seen the DVD cover of The Intern, the font they use is the same as the Ghostbusters patch font from the first movie. So,
go look that up.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's somewhere out there someone's going, it is not
uniform,
the same.
But it looks very similar.
I'm pretty sure in the Intern 2 it's going to be a whole, like, multiverse thing, and they're going to, you know, mix them in together. It's going to be related, so.
The more you know,
exactly.
Yes.
See, here we go.
Yes.
Megan, anything else before we move on here?
No, guys. I will hopefully talk to you guys either next week or at least before the premiere, hopefully. Oh, my God. So.
I know,
it's
right?
Coming.
I'm
it's
excited.
Coming.
I might not sleep.
Cool.
Week.
Well, enjoy your night, and we will talk to you next time.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Yeah.
Later.
Later, girl.
Cool. So, yeah, guys, we got some more people on the line coming up. If you do want to call in, by all means, please do come chat with us. Our number is 929-477-1217. And then you just press 1, and you can jump on and come talk to us. So, once again, that's 929-477-1217, and then you can press 1. Before we move on, I did want to say that tonight's episode of Yes Have Some Live is brought to you by Carnivorous Creations. CarnivorousCreations.com, that's Carnivorous with a K. Mike Nelson, it's this amazing prop shop. They're building some of the best Ghostbuster stuff right now. They have so much cool shit. We're talking fiberglass shells for proton packs, resin parts, aluminum motherboards, gun kits. A lot of amazing stuff. We have so many friends that use Carnivorous Creations, and they just did a 1-to-1 scale Terror Dog head, very similar to the one you see on the Ghost Core wall out there at Sony. And it's amazing. It's an absolutely amazing prop. So definitely check out Carnivorous Creations if you're an experienced proton pack builder, if you're looking for some new parts, starting a new pack, or if you're just looking to get started for the first time. Definitely check out what they're doing over there. And Carnivore, they're going to be also featured in Ghost Heads.
Yeah.
There's a little segment in Ghost Heads completely dedicated to Carnivorous Creations because they wanted to feature some people in the prop building community. So
good people.
Very, very cool.
Very, very cool.
Jake, what's your current proton pack situation look like right now?
I got one in a couple pieces right now. I just recently got I sold my pack around when October, I think I sold one.
Right.
I got a new one. Actually this weekend I'm gonna hand it off to the Magical Wizards, the Finchers, and they're gonna work some magic on it. We're gonna get a vent kit in there, get my lights and sound running and all that, and then it should be good to go. Those guys are also working on my Geigameter as of right now, and man, I cannot wait to play with that.
I can't wait for that
either. To have it all going.
Yeah, you're gonna have a very legitimate Ghostbusters 2 setup once you get that Geigameter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been so excited about it since DragonCon because those things went on sale actually like the last day of DragonCon.
Yeah.
And and I remember I was just like, oh my God, I have to buy this. So. It's been since September, and I had to hand it over to the Finchers because those guys are amazing, and I hope
you gotta
to see
hand
it,
it to the Finchers.
Yeah, guys,
yeah.
We just got a tweet from Richard Boone, our buddy, and he says, "Waiting for the Jump Street movies to become a Ghostbusters movie." You guys think that could happen? They're gonna do a crossover, like they're doing with Men in Black.
Yeah, they're getting up and everything. They're like Deadpool. I'm into it.
I think
Craig's like, no, don't, no.
No, here's the thing. Do I really think that's going to happen? No. Could I see Ghostbusters combining with another franchise?
Scooby-Doo.
No, not really. Do I think it would be awesome? Am I open to anything? Yeah, why not? Why not Men in Black 24 Jump Street Ghostbusters?
Dude, in this the way movies are going, you know, it could become anything at this point.
Have I told you guys about my idea for a Ghostbusters TV show?
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines here.
Before we start all
about next up, 720 area code. Where are you from and who are we talking to?
Hello?
Hello.
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 This is... Hello?
Yeah.
Hi there.
You're on the line. You're on the air.
Oh, okay, thanks. This is Gerald from Denver, Colorado.
Hey, Gerald.
What's
how's
up,
it going, man?
What's up?
Pretty good. Guys, I am so pumped for this movie right now.
Yeah?
Talk to
I
us,
just,
man.
I just can't wait.
We'll
like,
hear.
Especially, though. Especially, like... I've been nonstop listening to the Fall Out Boy version of the Ghostbusters theme. It is awesome.
Cute.
Very cool. Did you find like a clip that was posted, or did you? I don't think has the whole.
Oh yeah,
song
I found
been...
the clip on YouTube.
Okay.
Okay, gotcha.
Very
yeah,
cool.
I've listened to that over and over. I'm really excited to hear the whole thing, and to see it play out.
Yeah.
So, I think we've got a solid soundtrack coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Hope so.
It really is.
Jake says we hope so.
yeah.
What's on your mind, man? Besides being excited like us about for the new Ghostbusters, how did you celebrate Ghostbusters Day?
Oh, I just kept on waiting for Jimmy Kimmel to go on, and then
yeah.
Oh, unfortunately, I missed half of Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh no.
Oh.
Yeah, it's late, but. Hey, I got to the good part.
Good, man. Good.
Good.
And are you part of any Ghostbusters franchises or anything? Or are you just a fan, just excited for the movie?
I'm just a fan. I'm working on a proton pack right now.
Oh, very cool.
Poster board. Yeah.
Hey, man.
I just need to find the right the light.
Okay. Cool.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there's a lot of good light kits out there. I would definitely check on gbfans.com and
mm-hmm.
check their shop and the for sale thread. And yeah, that's awesome, man. It's always cool building your first proton pack. It's always an exciting time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Very fond memories of that.
Well, cool,
thanks.
Man. Anything else on your mind?
Oh, so I want to thank you guys for being. Supporting this movie because, before even the reboot trailer came out, I saw a post of you guys, and I started looking at your stuff on Instagram, and then I want to thank you guys for giving giving me hope, even though, through all the hate that's been going on.
Yeah, man.
Aw, dude, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jake, people are thanking you.
Yeah, that's amazing. We appreciate it. And we appreciate you listening, man. We're trying to keep it positive here and to see people through the times and maybe open some eyes and yeah. It's good.
It's funny too because it's there's obviously a lot of strong opinions, but our goal in starting Yes Have Some as a podcast and kind of a especially so much centered on Ghostbusters over the last couple months is just, it's not only to be positive, but it's just to be open-minded and have fun and not take, do we take this stuff seriously? Of course we do. But
mm-hmm.
we've had plenty of people call in who aren't excited about the movie. And we've given them the opportunity to let their feelings, out. And it's always been really good discussion. I mean, we had Dan Harshman on who, has been in part of the Ghostbusters community for so long, and he runs a franchise, and he's not excited about this movie. In fact, he's pretty upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
We had him on talking with Paul Feig, and it was, nice and civil, and we all had a great conversation. And it's kind of hard out there on the internet to really get any of that because, it's the internet. There's really no rhyme or reason to it sometimes.
Yeah, I just, I can't bear the hate that I see on YouTube. Right now.
Yeah, don't read the comments. They're just
yeah,
never
just stay
out.
You know, I had a friend. I was talking to a friend the other day about just all the hate or whatever, and they were like, "Oh, I went and I read some comments on YouTube, and I know I shouldn't have done that." And I was like, "Listen, the world is full of terrible people, and all of those
mm-hmm.
people live in comment sections. That's just where the that's where the worst people go to." Just don't even read them. Don't even bother with it.
Yeah.
What's? Yeah. what's, like, worse about that is, like, I have a couple friends, and they just, like, just press the dislike button just because I'm a fan of Ghostbusters and I'm supporting this movie.
Right.
It's weird,
it's
too, because
yeah.
A lot of people kind of approach it from different places, right? So everybody likes what they like for different reasons. Some people like Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people out there who love Ghostbusters who specifically like, no, I like it because of Bill Murray, or I like it because of Dan Aykroyd.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it because of both of those reasons, but I also love it as a franchise and as a concept. And Jake, we talked about this too, about how, like, you know, people who buy Ghostbusters merchandise, now there's this new backlash of, oh, you'll buy anything with a Ghostbusters logo on it. And I'm like,
right,
yeah,
right.
I will.
Yeah, I absolutely will. Yep.
That's what, I mean, that's what the whole point of creating a franchise is. When Ghostbusters was released and became this big international thing, the marketing and the branding of it goes along with it. And it's, you know, that's part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I like going to Target and just, like, squeezing the little plushy keychain No Ghost that plays, like, a little portion of the song that cheers me up. Like, I'll go there in the middle of, like, a, you know, work, like, and it's just a nice moment to, like, hear the Ghostbusters theme song and to see it on shelves. And fuck yeah, I'll buy everything. And I'm very excited. I'm glad that the franchise is alive and well, and it's an exciting time to be a Ghostbusters fan. So I'm glad that we've got a space here where we're all comfortable to talk openly and to stress out. And yeah, man, thanks for saying all that. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Anything else on your mind, buddy?
Hey, buddy. I'm just glad that they're bringing back the whole franchise. I hope it goes on, like, TMNT and the other franchise, like Transformers, because we don't really see Ghostbusters merch that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I think it's back.
Yeah, it's back. And let me ask you one question before we move on. This is kind of something I've been asking everybody. What would your ideal scenario be going past this movie? So let's say the movie comes out, it's successful. Where would you like to see the franchise go from there?
Oh, I would want to see a crossover with IDW Ghostbusters, 84 Ghostbusters, Real Ghostbusters, and 2016 Ghostbusters.
Mm.
So you just want a crazy, like, multiverse, worlds colliding, getting them all together.
Melting pot.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
A whole mess of Ghostbusters.
I mean, I'm not going to, you know, whether... There's a lot of people who say this movie is a cash grab, and it's just Sony, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I think the rebooting it and doing an all-female cast is actually, I don't know, fairly risky. They could have gone boilerplate. It could have been, you know, whatever. It could have been just a standard sequel with a couple cameos, and
mm-hmm.
maybe that would have been great. But, yeah. Maybe they are going to take some risks and do some crazy stuff. I'd be totally open to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cool, man. Well, thanks for calling. We're going to be doing live shows every week leading up to the up to the release. So just enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Bye.
Cool, man.
Thanks
for calling. All right. He was a nice guy.
Yeah, what a nice dude.
Cool. So... got about 40 minutes left. We got room on the phone bank, so anybody want to call in, 929-477-1217, press 1, and we'll get you on. Jake, how you feeling, man? Are you excited to listen to this new song tonight?
Yeah, I'm ready to hear it, man. There's some stuff we haven't even talked about. You know, like, we got that, Japanese international trailer came out. And
oh, yeah!
Yeah.
It was mostly stuff we've seen, but there's a little thing in there, and I asked you about it, and you said you didn't even notice it, but there's like a super short clip of the Ecto-1 like like spinning into a parking space, like all Ace Ventura style. And it's probably less than a second long, but if you look at it or if you pause it, there's definitely a bright green glow in the driver's seat, which makes me think that
you know, that Ecto Mini, Ecto One with Slimer, like, I guess we're actually going to get a scene of him driving the car. Maybe they were like, hey, he drove a bus in Ghostbusters 2. Let's put him in the Ecto. Dude, what are the chances that... Go ahead, Abby.
Are you going to say that it's Miss Slimer? Because that's what I was going to say. It's like, did you see a purple bow, too? Because that
would be my dream scenario. I was going to say, like, what are the chances that we see the Slimer in this movie become a lot like the Slimer in the real Ghostbusters, and he's just straight up, like, hanging out.
Yeah.
Like, living with him, driving the car. Maybe he puts a proton pack on at some point.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
I hope
it seems so silly.
Raiding the fridge.
You know what my prediction this week...
Well, it's a Chinese restaurant. That's all you can eat.
I said it this week. I don't know how great the movie will be. I don't know if it's going to be good. I think it will be really good. But I can't predict, like, the quality as far as, like, how it compares to the originals right now. But what I do know in my heart is that when I walk out of that movie... I'm going to say, wow, that was batshit crazy. I just feel like it's going to be insane. Like, there's going to be – I feel like –
Whether it's in a good way or a bad way, it's just known that this movie is going to be so completely different from the first two films that –
I think
– go ahead.
No, well, I was just going to say, I think, like, my – the impression that I'm getting from, like, what Dan Aykroyd said and just from what we've seen is that the first, like, hour is going to be pretty kind of, like, standard setting up the team, going on their first couple butts.
Developing.
We'll get the development, the montage, getting the equipment ready.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling the third act of that movie is going to be – I mean, we've seen some of the Times Square stuff. It looks batshit crazy.
Yeah.
It does, yeah.
When we saw some of the proton streams coming out of
we saw a cartwheel and a round off.
And the
I still can't figure out what's going on with that cartwheel. I can't figure out if that's a Ghostbuster, if that's a ghost, or what.
Oh, they can't wait for that act.
It's the ghost.
The manifestation, as Dan Aykroyd so eloquently said.
Well, let's talk about that. Dan Aykroyd has sent out a couple tweets and Facebook posts this week directly relating to the new movie. He said he saw a test screening last week and it was great. And then this week he said that he went to he saw another screening of the final movie, the final mix with Ernie Hudson and Bill Murray, and that they all loved it, and that the manifestation of the big bad, which we all know is Rowan, at the the third act is amazing and breathtaking, and I'm excited because I mean, like, even though I didn't like Batman vs Superman. Like, it's still visually really nice to look at those last 30 minutes. So, what we know about this movie is no matter what, we're going to get a good, solid third act full of ghost-busting, action, proton packs.
Yeah.
More than we've ever seen.
Right.
Like, and
if you thought that Wonder Woman was the best moment of Batman v Superman, like, wait till you see, like, the four of these ladies, like, taking shit on. I'm really excited about that. Because, like, for me, that was the highlight of Batman vs Superman. Like, this is gonna be fucking awesome. I'm so excited to see this, like, final act. It's gonna be tight.
You know what's exciting to me is just, like, the thought of Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, and Ernie Hudson sitting in a movie theater, like, together, sharing popcorn, watching Ghostbusters. Like, that just, like, I wish somebody had taken a photo or something of just the three of them sitting together in the movie theater. Like, that just seems like, think about what it's like for them to be, you know, after 30 years, you know, one of the greatest movies ever made, and then sitting in a fucking theater and watching, you know, the new Ghostbusters. Like, that must be crazy to them.
It must be crazy. And I wonder if, like, midway through the movie, Dan Aykroyd's, like, trying to slip his other Ghostbusters 3 script into Bill Murray's pocket.
Bill Murray got home and he's like, God damn it, Dan.
He's got like, it put through, like, the hole in the popcorn, like, at the bottom.
I was sitting with, my man, Billy Murray. And is that a bad? I feel like that's a terrible Dan Aykroyd impression.
Yeah, it's like all the rest of your impressions.
Hey.
Oh.
Sorry. That was good.
Hey, I liked it. Well, while we're on the topic of the what I like to refer to as the like the older ghost, like the original classic Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
You know, the one, like, a lot of people don't really remember them as much.
Yeah. A lot of people forgot.
Well, it's
because
they're being
big deletion.
A lot of people forgot. So it's like, it's that guy from Groundhog Day and then, like, the taller Blues Brother.
Okay.
And then, I think Eddie Murphy and somebody else. Eddie Murphy and Harold Ramis, the God Among Men. So, the Ghostbusters last night, the new cast was on Jimmy Kimmel. And the original guys were all on Jimmy Kimmel. So let's just talk about that a little bit. So before the basketball game, before the NBA Finals, they had a pre-show on where they had the new cast, right? And it was just kind of like a pretty standard talk show interview. What's it like to be Ghostbusters? What do you think about the backlash? All that kind of stuff. But near the end, they were doing this thing with Leslie Jones, like asking questions like, who's most likely to screw up their lines on set? And it was Leslie Jones. And it was like, who's more than likely to not be able to hold it together on set? It was Leslie Jones. So then they ask a question like, who's the most likely to crash a party? And right then, the original cast came out. Mm-hmm. And Ray Parker Jr. was in the band playing Ghostbusters. And then you see Annie Potts, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, and Bill Murray. And it was, I knew it was coming, but man, you want to talk about like an emotional, surreal kind of like, it's just not really something I'd ever think, like, remove the fact that the new movie's coming out and that they're doing cameos and all that stuff, but just to see, you know, obviously with no Harold Ramis, which fucking sucks, but to see them all standing together just dancing to the Ghostbusters theme.
Some of them were kissing.
Some of them were kissing. Dan and Leslie
doing some mingling
going on. Dan canoodling.
But it was just surreal, and it felt really special. It really did.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what your thoughts are on the new movie, if you haven't seen that, I highly recommend checking that out because it was really, really cool.
It'll melt your cold, frozen heart. It's a really sweet moment.
Just watching Bill Murray, like, dance and sing along.
Yeah.
Like, him and Kristen Wiig were dancing together to the Ghostbuster theme, and he was just being silly, you know, and that's always good to see. And you know how, like, Bill Murray's always, like, you're either going to get, you know, he gets asked about Ghostbusters so much, and you're either going to get the, like, hey, Ghostbusters is over and I don't give a shit anymore answer from Bill Murray, or you usually get the, like, oh, yeah, it's cool, maybe we'll do something else. So it was really fun to see him, like, singing the theme song with, you know, both casts and hanging out and being in a good mood and being happy and praising something, you know. And that was something else I was thinking of. You know, a lot of people talk about how reboots and remakes, you know, and even sequels, like, usually they don't do as well. Not as much care is usually given for a reboot or a sequel. And you hear a lot of people talking about that, but then you also don't, I feel like this might be different because you were getting stuff like this with the full original cast hanging out with the new cast. You know, when fucking RoboCop and Total Recall were remade, like, it wasn't anything like big. You didn't get a whole lot of the old cast or the old, you know, people who were worked with the old movies, you know, showing up on talk shows together. It was just like, oh, we're remaking this. They remade it, put it out. It was crap. This is like, there's so much more behind it. And I don't know, like, that just popped in my head watching all that stuff this morning. And it was good to see.
Yeah. It was definitely like goosebumps and chills, and it was special. Yeah. You could tell there's so much thought and care being put into this, and it was palpable.
And they're smart too. They know, like, for the people out there who go on their rants about how Sony doesn't care, like, Sony knows, everybody knows, everybody cares about the original Ghostbusters. They know how important it is to have buy-in from the original guys. So, really, it doesn't matter to me if this whole movie process happened and we didn't see Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd and all that. It wouldn't really affect it that much for me. to me, it's just such a cool added bonus. It just makes it even more surreal and more special, because we lived our whole life going, Bill Murray's never going to be involved with Ghostbusters. Bill Murray's never going to make another Ghostbusters. And is this the Ghostbusters 3 we all thought and wanted originally? No. But the fact is, there's a Ghostbusters movie coming out in 5 weeks, and Bill Murray is in it.
Yeah.
And that's not something we were ever supposed to see. Ever.
Yeah.
Like, ever.
Mm-hmm. Like, is he playing Peter Venkman? No. But whatever. Bill Murray's in a Ghostbusters movie.
Exactly.
So we take what we can
and
get.
And as all this stuff, like, started to leak out, and it was about, like, what, 2 years ago when we started hearing that this project was going to, you know, start moving forward, and then when Paul Feig was attached to it, like, I just remember literally, like, I don't pray, but, like, the same feeling of, like, getting down on my knees and, like, wanting this to happen desperately. It's so cool to be sitting here and to, like, have Rat Ghost in my hands and, like, to see the new Slimer and to have all this shit on my shelves and to know that we've got fucking Bill Murray in the Ghostbusters movie and we're going to see it. And it's unreal. And I can't believe it. I can't believe we're almost there. I don't know how I'm going to sleep.
I don't know how I'm going to sleep.
Ever again.
So we said earlier that the new song from the soundtrack was out, not the theme song, but just another release. And it's from G-Eazy with Jeremy. Saw it coming. So that's online now. You can listen to it. And I'm reading some comments on a couple threads, and the common thing I'm seeing is that, man, this sounds like it was on the Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack.
Oh, man. I wish.
Really? I wonder if it's... I wonder if the lyrics are, like, Ghostbusters related, or if it's like a song.
Anytime you can fit the word proton pack in a song, I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
The word.
Sure.
Hey,
man, you know what my dream would be for the soundtrack? This would be amazing. I doubt it's happening, but man, if there was just, like, a really good cover of Saving the Day, I'd be down for that. That's what I want on the soundtrack.
That Saving the Day.
Chasing
that dream. Into it. I think that's my favorite song on the first soundtrack. And
that's an amazing song.
I want to hear it. I want that song in the movie somewhere. Did you guys see this happened maybe a couple weeks ago? Like right after the second trailer came out, somebody re-edited it and they put Saving the Day and Magic, a couple other Ghostbuster songs to it, and it was pretty cool, man. It's cool seeing that.
Yeah, a lot of the fan edited trailers have been really cool. I mean, it's just kind of proof that there's a big audience out there. One thing I wanted to bring up that I don't know, it's definitely Ghostbusters related, but a little bit off the beaten path. But when we're talking about proton packs and maybe R&B superstars that have soundtrack songs to Ghostbusters 2 with little cameos in Ghostbusters 2 playing doormen. All right. Asking for a proton pack so their kid brother.
Yeah, it's not a toy.
It's not a toy, Bobby Brown. Robbie Brown.
that is his cousin.
What'd you say?
Cousin.
That's his cousin, Robbie Brown.
Robbie Brown and Elon Spangler. So, Bobby Brown in an interview this week. I'm not gonna lie. I haven't seen the interview. I've read the clip a couple times. He mentioned that that at one point he had sex with a ghost.
Whoa.
Yep.
Ghost.
Well, okay.
So Bobby Brown had sex with a ghost, and all I'm saying is, if Egon and Ray would have given him that proton pack, you know, he might have like
he might
defense.
Not have he might not have he had that experience.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if you're asleep, if there's something strange, what's the line? Living in your bed?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
You're Bobby Brown.
Yes.
And the ghost is trying to have sex with you. It's a little weird. We love Bobby Brown. On Our Own's a great song. We listen to it all the time. But that guy, I think he's a little out there.
A little bit.
Yeah. So I'm guessing you guys didn't see this interview.
I didn't. I mean, I saw it going around, but I haven't read it.
So the headline, Bobby Brown had sex with a ghost, wasn't, like, enticing enough for you to click the article?
I just haven't read it. I don't know. I just haven't.
have been given.
I read it and I was like, yeah, that seems okay.
Okay. That seems legit. I see that. Right.
We still have about 25 minutes left. We could take some more calls. Anything, we'll do like freeform. Anything you want to talk about, as long as it's Ghostbusters related, Ghostbusters Day, what you're looking forward to, pro reboot, anti reboot, anti Ghostbusters 2. I was thinking about this today. I was talking to a buddy today. You could say anything you want about the new movie. We can have good discussion. When I hear people talking shit about Ghostbusters 2, I get like viciously angry.
Yeah. Like maternal instinct. Angry.
Really?
Protecting my young angry, yes.
I love – even Ivan Reitman had an interview this week, and they're asking him about Ghostbusters 2. And he was like, you know, I really like Ghostbusters 2, and I think it really holds up well. But if I could have do it over, it would be way different and way darker because, like, it was too positive and optimistic at that time, in a time when Batman 89 was coming out. And I was like, no way. That's what's awesome
That's
about Ghostbusters
so good.
2.
Yeah. I fucking love it.
Yeah.
I like that.
I love it too, man. And you know, like, I think it's better than a lot of people will give it. But, you know, when I watch it, it is, like, almost beat for beat the same movie as the first one. But
yeah.
It's really fun. It's really fun. Like, just a lot of it looks better. I mean, like, some of the effects are a little better. It's just a fun movie, man. I like it. I've always liked it. It's always fun whenever you get like variations on the outfit and the jumpsuit and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Even if it's like for a very short time in that film, but it's still really fun to see that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it looks really good on Blu-ray. Like, it's amazing the difference between a movie from 1984 and 1989. Like, you watch the Blu-ray for Ghostbusters 2, and I haven't seen the new Ultra HD version, but, like,
aren't those out now?
They're out.
You just reminded me of that. I don't even know anybody who has a 4K TV.
Yeah, we don't.
Troy from the CrossRip was able to review them. He said the transfers both look really good, but you have to have a special player and TV for that. So,
wow.
But I'm just going to get them just for the box art.
Yeah.
It's crazy looking.
No, they look cool. Like I said, like, I don't have a 4K TV. I don't even have a TV at this point.
Oh, Jake.
Bummer.
Well, we didn't cover it at the top of the show. You want to just let the audience know what you're stressing about right now?
I will. So I was broken into. My house was broken into. And the first thing I get home, open the door, and the first thing I notice is, like, I look around the corner to my living room, and I notice that one of my, like, figures is on the floor. And at first, it didn't seem weird to me because I had a Jason Voorhees jump off of that shelf recently.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, Jason fell,
we
and he brought Yoda down with him.
Right.
As I get around the corner, like, the whole everything is on the ground, and someone broke in my house and they stole my 50-inch TV, and that's all they took. They unplugged the Blu-ray player, they unplugged my Xbox, left everything but the TV. Didn't take the remote. I imagine they just picked it up. I imagine it was one guy. He picked it up, walked out the door.
You didn't even take a peek in that toy room? That's actually what I was, like, nervous about asking you when you told us that this happened. I was like, well, did they take any toys?
You know, this is not the first. I was broken into at another house that I used to live in, and they didn't steal anything when I lived in that house, and they actually broke into my toy room. They broke a couple things, but they didn't steal anything. And I'm like, you know, I guess the kind of people that are, like, breaking in your house, they're kind of breaking in for, you know, jewelry or money or electronics, things that they can sell. And they don't know what, like, they just look at that stuff and just think it's toys. When the cops came this past week, so the cops in my house, and there were two of them, and he's, like, looking around at my stuff. And he's like, is that a Jaws barrel?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, yeah. And then he goes, and he was like, is that Day of the Dead DVD signed? And I was like, yeah. He's like, is that, like, he just can't, it was stuff like that. He was like, is that a critter over there in that case? And I'm like, I was like, that's a production use critter. And then he goes, is that creature from the Black Lagoon signed? Who signed that? And then he was like, that TV was the least expensive thing in this house, isn't it?
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Dude, I have a feeling the next person who robs your house might be a cop.
Yeah, right? Dude, that guy had actually been to my house before. I didn't even realize it. And he was like, I bet you're tired of filling out these police reports. And I was like, oh, been here before, huh? This can be Ghostbusters related. Check this out. So we're sitting there. I'm filling out some paperwork, and the cop's like looking. He sees that I have some Ghostbuster things, and he's like, hey man, I gotta tell you, I'm gonna go see that new Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
He was like, I see that a lot of people hate it, but I'll tell you, man, those girls are funny.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, this guy gets it.
Yeah.
So.
I like this cop.
You know what's funny? I think about like somebody breaking into your house. And they walk in and they see nothing but like toys and collectibles and signed items and framed Mondo posters. And they're like extremely disappointed. They're like, man, we picked the wrong house. But put any one of us or any of our listeners in that situation. Like, oh, I must have died and just gone to heaven. This is where I want to be right now.
Right.
Well, that sucks. Your TV's gone. But hey, you still got that Jaws barrel.
Right.
I still got the Jaws barrel. I still have the most important thing.
Dude, you could literally watch the Jaws barrel and it would be better than most of what's on TV. What are you watching? Barrel? Jaws barrel?
Oh, yeah. Is it at that part where the barrel does the barrel thing?
Barrel thing. All right. So, I think I know what's happening here, guys. I'm not going to lie to you. So I keep getting an error message on the dashboard that we're using about some connectivity issues with the call-in aspect. Skype and
we
phone.
We got people like trying to call in and not working out?
They might be. I don't know. That's what I think.
Okay.
But that's okay. We got 17 minutes left. We're just going to keep going here. And if anybody does want to call in or can get through, 929-477-1217, press 1, and you'll pop right in there. We'll chat about Ghostbusters. Abby.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on?
So we talked a little bit about earlier. We got this event this weekend. We've got the Southern Fried Gaming Expo. We're going to be out there with the Georgia Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
It's going to be – they've got – for Ghostbusters-related stuff, they've got a Ghostbusters pinball tournament, which I don't – I keep telling people we're judging it, but then I realize that there's no – like,
how,
the pinball machine
right.
does the work.
Exactly.
Yeah, the pinball does the
we
work.
Don't,
that keeps
– like, I guess we could judge, like –
we're going to be judging – judge. We're going to be judging everyone.
Yeah, we're going to be judging
them. Anyway, but I don't know when it comes to, like – yeah, we're going to be hanging out. We're going to be in uniform. It's going to be awesome.
We'll probably do some like live Facebook videos or something.
Yeah.
And then they're also going to have the real Ghostbusters arcade game there. And I started thinking about it. Jake, I don't know about you. I've never played the RGB arcade game.
No, I haven't either.
I have not.
Like, I don't have a frame of reference for like what the gameplay is like or anything. But yeah, that's going to be happening this Saturday. And then, like we said, Sunday we're going to get together and we are going to go see Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only other day it's playing for the Fathom Events release. And I'm really looking forward to that. It's always really cool to see it on the big screen.
Yeah. I've never
it's
seen
been a
it
while.
On an actual big screen. So.
I think the last time, the last time we saw it was at the Fox Theater.
Yeah, which it's not technically a big screen. I saw it in Macon. That was like all of us together. That was our first
mm-hmm.
event with the Georgia Ghostbusters, and it was like a projection.
So this will be So the Fox Theater. So it's really interesting. For those of you who don't know, the Fox Theater is a big venue here in Atlanta. Holds I don't know, maybe like 3,000 people or something like that. It's kind of a big, like...
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
It's fucking Art Deco, and it's gorgeous.
It's a historic place, and they do, like, a summer film series where they show movies, and, like, it's a really cool thing because the screen is huge, but it was almost like we're in the balcony, and it was almost like we're looking down on a very big screen, so it's kind of a... It's kind of weird, but I'll tell you one thing. Watching Ghostbusters with, like, 3,000 people is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Big laughs, like bigger laughs than you like expect at different places. But Jake, we checked out that summer film series. They're going to be playing The Shining there at the Fox Theater this summer.
Oh, cool.
And also in August, Jurassic Park.
Ooh, we're going.
Oh man. I'd like to see both of those up in the theater.
Yeah.
Shining, I bet, is really fun to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, cool. So why don't we do this, guys? Doesn't look like any other callers are going to be getting through. This error message has been popping up for the last 25 minutes. So if you're listening and you've tried to call in, I do apologize. We're not seeing anybody on our dashboard. It is what it is. So what we'll do here, and I'm just springing this on you guys, but it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
What if we do, we've never done this before, a reverse. Why don't we close out with a what's stressing?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be Ghostbusters related. It could be about, you know, I mean, Jake, you talked about your house getting robbed, but
that's legitimate.
It's good. I can go first if you guys want.
It doesn't matter. I actually had some what's stressing written down that wasn't Ghostbusters related, but I didn't know if we were going to jump into that kind of stuff or not. So.
Yeah, we're all here. We're talking. We're having a good time.
Yeah,
we're
Jake. Take the wheel.
Although this weekend we're all going to be together in person, so that'll be good.
Yeah, we're going to – let's talk about that for a second. We're going to be working on some Yes Assum, like, stuff over the weekend, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. We're going to be –
Maybe some videos or
– Yeah.
We got some stuff coming up.
We got some stuff. We really want this to be a productive weekend because, like, Jake, you're 4 hours from us, so we don't always get together.
Right.
Yeah.
Stay tuned to the YouTube channel, the Yes Assum YouTube channel over the
hanging
next
out.
Week or two. We're going to have some new stuff up on there. We're going to have more Yes Assum toys, maybe some toy hunting adventures. Who knows what kind of stuff we're going to
get. Get our hands on some Twinkies.
Ooh, those Twinkies are coming.
Twinkie launching. Twinkie dunking.
Yeah.
So, that's going to be good. So, stay tuned for that. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. And, I'm really excited about that stuff. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
But as far as my what's stressing here, I'll go quickly. Guys, Ecto Cooler. I like it, but I can't drink a lot of it.
It's too sweet.
I cannot get through a can of Ecto Cooler. And it's
really
stressing me out. It doesn't give me a stomach ache, but it makes me feel weird. Like
that's because you're used to diet soda.
Yeah, I don't drink. So that might be it. Like I don't drink a lot of like, I don't know, juice, High C, Capri Sun, Mondos, real Mondo, not those stupid posters. Like the real Mondo. Kool-Aid blasters, those little grenade things that are just like colored water and you like peel the foil off. I don't do a lot of that anymore. Mm-hmm. I came from a soda family for the most part. Like when I played like recreational basketball and baseball, like every week when you're a kid, it's a different parent's turn to bring the drinks after the game. So like a lot of weeks, every week's one parent would bring water and then the next one would be juice or Capri Suns. And of course I had the family that showed up with like a case of Diet Pepsi for all the, like,
warm or cold?
Cold. But all the parents are like looking at my parents like, what the hell is wrong with you?
What the hell are you
so
doing?
I've always kind of been a soda person, although I drank a lot of Ecto Cooler as a kid and it tastes so good. It takes me back to a very young and innocent time in my life. But I think I'm looking forward to getting the juice boxes when we can finally get those because there's less, right? It's not a full can's a lot of liquid. But the cool thing is that we have a bunch that we're going to kind of save for Dragon Con. And because I think the expiration goes through like October or November, so they'll still be good. And I was able to bring a case of Ecto Cooler to work and share it with some of my colleagues who like Ecto Cooler but aren't on the up and up with Ghostbusters related activities and had no idea that it was coming back.
Yeah.
So as excited as we were to get it, imagine somebody who remembers and loves Ecto Cooler but had no idea it was returning, opening the work refrigerator and seeing it.
Yeah.
Except for the one guy who thought it was Ghostbusters beer. So I feel like it's a little...
I still think you should have gone with that and been like, yeah, that's...
Yeah, it's a beer. It's like a light beer. So that's kind of my what's stressing. It's like I feel like maybe I've turned my back on Ecto Cooler. Like I had all this buildup, and now there's like a whole case sitting in my refrigerator that I'm probably
not
going to...
You're not too old for Ecto Cooler.
I'm not too old for Ecto Cooler at all. But my stomach doesn't want it as much as maybe it did when I was 7 or 8. So...
Right. I'm going to drink it all. I'm drinking it all this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat all the Twinkies. Nah. That's why what's stressing. I don't really like Twinkies deep down, so we'll see. We'll see how...
Do you like them, like, shallow?
I like them, like, just part of the way in.
Oh, boy.
I don't like Twinkies deep down. That's going to go south fast.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's late.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened.
Well, Jake, we got about 10 minutes left. What's stressing you out?
Yeah, talk to us, Jake.
You know, it's not Ghostbusters related in any kind of way, but we'll jump into it a little bit because it seems as if, you know, everyone who listens are listening to all the shows, so they'll have heard the saga at this point of my thoughts on the state of horror movies at this point. And last episode, we talked about Halloween a good bit and about how I don't like it. And
right.
And I mentioned, you know, that, you know, I wanted to give it another shot. I'd only seen it once. And I went and bought it since then.
Yeah.
I went and bought it. It's the last movie that played on my TV before my TV was stolen.
But now you really don't like it.
Now I hate it. No, you know what? I liked it better. I still don't think it's amazing. I still think I like Nightmare better and maybe Friday the 13th. But you know what would be fun is I'd really like to do like a triple feature and watch all three of those, like maybe in the order they were released.
Yeah.
At the same time, yeah, like The Shining, like how you watch it forward and backwards at the same time. No, I'd like to take a day and watch all three of them and see how I feel watching all three of those films, you know, back to back. But man, the thing that gets me with Halloween is Michael Myers driving a car. Like, it's so ridiculous that he's driving a car. And instead of just being like, instead of them just using like, oh, we need a way for him to get from the hospital to, you know, to the town. Oh, we'll just have him jump in a car. But instead of just having him jump in the car and never mentioning it again, the first 20 minutes of the movie, he's stalking people in the car. And there's like, there's this shot, it's broad daylight. He's like driving super slow with his head turned, just staring out the window. And I just couldn't do anything but laugh at it. I was just like, ooh, how silly this is. I feel like I would like the movie better. Is that like such a weird nitpicky thing to not like? I just, him driving a car is like, it's not scary in any kind of way. And then like, yeah, it's weird. And then, like, you know, maybe half an hour into the movie, they go into the old Myers house where he's been living, and they find a dog. And the guy's like, oh, he got hungry. Like, apparently he had eaten the dog. And I'm like, wait. I'm like, wait, why doesn't he just go to a drive-thru? He's got a car.
You know, it's true.
Well, you know
what?
All
he's got to do.
Go get
a hamburger or something.
He escaped from a mental institution, and he doesn't have a license, and the last thing Michael Myers needs is getting harassed by the Haddonfield Police Department before he gets to go on his murdering spree.
That's true. They might pull him over.
Sir, do you have a
He'd
license
get carded.
Registration?
Hey, he'll be like, what is that? He wouldn't
Sorry.
Even know what that is.
Yeah, he's like, I know how to drive this complicated machinery, but I don't know what this whole license is. That, are you just making up words?
That was my stress, though. I rewatched it. I did like it better. Before this viewing, I just didn't like it at all. Like, to a point where I would just be like, no, I don't even want to watch that movie. But I'm glad I gave it another shot because I don't hate it. I actually don't hate it. It does have some really good stuff, and there's some good imagery in there. But you know, we'll see.
Yeah. We get it.
We'll see.
Wait,
we'll
what
see
am I
what
saying?
We'll see. We'll see what happens with that Halloween movie when
guys,
it comes out.
We just got a tweet. We just got a tweet on the Yes Have Some Twitter that someone says it's Richard again, and he says he's got a link to GTC Movies, which is Georgia Theater Company, which is the kind of movie theater we have here in my town.
Yeah.
And he says, heard that Georgia Theater Company theaters are going to bring back Gremlins, Jaws, Back to the Future, and Jurassic Park. So I'm looking at it here, and it's called Flashback Cinema, classic movies on the big screen.
They do it
every summer. They do it every summer, but the last few summers, it's been like kids movies. So this year, we're getting Ferris Bueller, E.T.,
mm-hmm.
we're getting Jaws, July 3rd and the 6th.
Oh,
very cool.
Jurassic Park, Gremlins, and Back to the Future. And a couple of years ago, when they first started doing this, they did Gremlins then. And I remember it was super fun seeing Gremlins on a big screen, especially because a lot of people brought their kids to it. And Gremlins is like one of those movies where you're like, oh, this is a cute little kid's movie until it turns into not a kid. Dude, there's a scene in Gremlins where they're just like, hey, Santa Claus is fake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, kids, and I'm like looking around, I'm like, what the fuck? They also did Goonies one year, and I got to see Goonies on the big screen. But this is exciting. These are a lot of good movies. I'm gonna
cool, man.
They're doing Raiders of the Lost Ark. Did I say that one?
Yeah. And if Michael Myers wants to go, he could just take his car up to the theater and watch a movie.
I'll just drive up and we'll watch it. Yeah.
No
hard feelings. Beforehand.
Donald Pleasance. I love Halloween. You guys. Cool. We got a couple minutes left. Abby, why don't you bring us home? What is stressing you out?
Guys, I'm stressed because there's a new Ghostbusters song out and we're not listening to it right now. So I'm just excited about hearing this. And, dude, I mean, the soundtrack does have me stressed. Like, I understand your hesitations with it, Jake. When I first heard, like I said, like I've mentioned this before, that clip of the theme, like the classic theme that with Fall Out Boy and Missy Elliott, like it was a little like alarming because it's like I'm so used to the original and I'm just not sure if I want to hear somebody else singing it yet, especially at a different like tempo. But I think once it all comes together and we hear it while we're watching it play out on screen, it's gonna be like I just know it's gonna explode for me and it's gonna be amazing. And a soundtrack is a very important thing for me. Like I've mentioned, Guardians of the Galaxy is one of my favorite movies, and the soundtrack for that, The Awesome Mix Volume 1, was like an extremely special thing for me. That CD, that tactile CD, has not left my vehicle like since I purchased it the weekend the movie came out. And when I find soundtracks that are important to me, like it's a big deal. I like the Deadpool soundtrack a lot, and I am really excited to get comfortable with this new Ghostbusters soundtrack. The El King track has gotten me dancing around my living room and dancing around my neighborhood, and I'm super fucking pumped. And fucking Popstar was awesome, and I also wanted to say that because the soundtrack to that movie is so fucking good, and I'm in love with Andy Samberg, and I don't care who knows it. And when we go see Ninja Turtles this weekend Out of the Shadows, I'm probably gonna sneak out and go watch Popstar. Yes.
You will not.
Ooh,
the day.
Basic, y'all.
She is basic. All right, guys, cool. So we're gonna wrap this up. Thank you to all of our callers. For anybody who called in and couldn't get through, sorry. We'll get to you next time. Definitely had a couple technical difficulties. That's not gonna stop us.
Ain't no stopping us now.
Ain't no stopping us now. Nobody wants that.
Nobody needs that. We need to talk about music.
So make sure at facebook.com/yeshavesomecast. You can follow us on Twitter at YHS Podcast. And then you can also access the podcast on iTunes. So go subscribe, leave us a 5-star rating. That always helps out a lot. And just have fun. We got about 5 weeks till Ghostbusters.
Stay tuned to our Facebook page. We're going to be posting live feeds and stuff from the shit we do this weekend. So we'll see y'all there.
All right. Jake?
Yo.
Good night. And Abigail, good night.
Yeah.
And yes, have some family. Good night.
Good night, family.
Later.
Have a great vacation, family.
Bye.
What the? Oh, I always do this.
I mean, it's still recording, but we can just edit it, right?
Hold on one second, guys. Let's disconnect and let's just disconnect because I don't know.
This is like when I start cursing at my parents and it's still on. They're still on the line.